Hotline calls and emails to report suspected Japanese tsunami debris have gone way down this year, but West Coast states are still keeping their guard up in case another wave of flotsam from the 2011 disaster washes up on our shores. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has the upshot from a task force meeting in Salem.
In 2012, there was a surge of tsunami debris sightings from Oregon to Alaska. This year, the volume of calls to Washington and Oregon's marine debris hotlines have dwindled, in the case of Oregon, down to an average of one per day. Drift models run by the Federal Ocean Science Agency NOAA suggest tsunami debris remains widely scattered across this end of the Pacific. Oregon State Parks spokesman Chris Havel expects winter storms to blow some more of it onshore.
With more winds coming directly from the west, pushing onshore, we should see a spike in debris. And that happens every winter. We see more debris in the winter because there is trash out in the ocean. Even before the tsunami, there was trash.
Havel and the Federal Marine Debris Coordinator for the Northwest applaud volunteer beach cleanup groups for doing an effective job. Both men say it's soon time to move on to address floating trash in general as an ongoing problem. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.